Sirach 2:81 He that revengeth shall find vengeance from the Lord, and he will surely keep his sins. (In remembrance.) 2:82 Forgive thy neighbor the hurt that he hath done unto thee, so shall thy sins also be forgiven, when thou prayest. 2:83 One man beareth hatred against another, and doth he seek pardon from the Lord. 2:84 He sheweth no mercy to a man which is like himself, and doth he ask forgiveness of his own sins. 2:85 If he that is but flesh nourish hatred, who will entreat for pardon of his sins? 2:86 Remember thy end, and let enmity cease. (Remember.) Corruption and death, and abide in the commandments. 2:87 Remember the commandments, and bear no malice to thy neighbor. (Remember.) The covenant of the highest, and wink at ignorance. 2:88 Abstain from strife, and thou shalt diminish thy sins. For a furious man will kindle strife. 2:89 A sinful man disquieteth friends, and maketh debate among them that be at peace. 28:10 As the matter of the fire is, so it burneth. And as a man's strength is, so is his wrath. And according to his riches, his anger riseth. And the stronger they are which contend, the more they will be inflamed. 28:11 And hasty contention kindleth the fire, and an hasty fighting sheddeth blood. 28:12 If thou blow the spark, it shall burn. If thou spit upon it, it shall be quenched. And both these come out of thy mouth. 28:13 Curse the whisperer and double-tongued. For such have destroyed many that were at peace. 28:14 A backbiting tongue hath disquieted many, and driven them from nation to nation. Strong cities hath it pulled down, and overthrown the houses of great men. 28:15 A backbiting tongue hath cast out virtuous women, and deprived them of their labors. 28:16 Whoso hearkeneth unto it shall never find rest, and never dwell quietly. 28:17 The stroke of the whip maketh marks in the flesh, but the stroke of the tongue breaketh the bones. 28:18 Many have fallen by the edge of the sword, but not so many as have fallen by the tongue. 28:19 Well is he that is defended through the venom thereof, who hath not drawn the yoke thereof, nor hath been bound in her bands. 28:20 For the yoke thereof is a yoke of iron, and the bands thereof are bands of brass. 28:21 The death thereof is an evil death, the grave were better than it. 28:22 It shall not have rule over them that fear God, neither shall they be burned with the flame thereof. 28:23 Such as forsake the Lord shall fall into it, and it shall burn in them, and not be quenched. It shall be sent upon them as a lion, and devour them as a leopard. 28:24 Look that thou hedge thy possession about with thorns, and bind up thy silver and gold. 28:25 And weigh thy words in a balance, and make a door and bar for thy mouth. 28:26 Beware thou slide not by it, lest thou fall before him that lieth in wait.